USA Radio News with Wendy King.
There are now signs that social distancing is working. That's the message from President Trump during the afternoon coronavirus task force briefing. There are over 386,000 cases of the virus across the country. Dr. Anthony Fauci says the task force is examining the racial disparity in the number of cases. There are over 138,000 cases of the virus in New York State. Governor Andrew Cuomo says the U.S. Navy ship Comfort is now being used to treat infected people.
When you transition from non-COVID patients to COVID, the capacity of the ship goes from 1,000 beds down to 500 beds, but it can treat 500 COVID patients adequately and safely, and that's what we're transitioning into operation now.
Originally, the ship was to be used to treat hospital overflow patients. This is USA Radio News.
So, I don't know if you saw this, but there was just this big study about anxiety among us. Really interesting in this study about what can keep us up at night. One of the top stressors out of all the things to worry about is paying for health care. A huge majority of us say we're worried about that. It's totally understandable, but there's an affordable alternative to health insurance. It's MediShare. It's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and it has worked beautifully for more than 25 years. And not only do people save lots of money, they get access to a huge network of doctors. They get to take advantage of 24/7 live access online where they can talk to a doctor and even get prescriptions. And of course, there is the savings. With MediShare, the typical family saves $500 a month. That can help you sleep easier, too. There's a lot to love about it. No wonder it's grown so much. Here is the number to find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Overall, California has seen the number of coronavirus cases level off, but one county has seen a rise in cases and is now asking residents to take extra precautions. L.A. County Public Health Director Dr. Barbara Ferrer says the virus is circulating. She reported hundreds of new cases on Monday, bringing the county total to more than 3,600, with 147 deaths.
If you have enough supplies in your home, this would be the week to skip shopping altogether. If you can arrange for pharmacies and groceries, medications and groceries to be delivered, this would be the week to put that in place.
She also reported an increase in the number of those hospitalized to 900. Just over half the people in intensive care have underlying health problems, and just under half are over 65 years old. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 26 points, the Nasdaq down 25. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
It's a television first on one of the broadcast networks. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Shot largely using FaceTime, Zoom, and other social media platforms, the first scripted coronavirus-themed episode of television will be a one-hour Sign of the Times devoted to the pandemic's real-life impact on the nation's criminal justice system. The CBS legal drama All Rise announcing it plans to return to the air on the 4th of May with an episode set during the outbreak and produced under social distancing guidelines. It marks the first primetime scripted series to attempt anything resembling production since shows began shutting down in the middle of March. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
4 out of 5 Americans consider visits to medical facilities risky right now, given the potential of being exposed to COVID-19. John Clemens reports.
Lydia Sod is a researcher with Gallup.
When asked how they would feel if they needed medical treatment, 42% of U.S. adults interviewed said they would be very concerned about being exposed to the novel coronavirus at a doctor's office or a hospital, and another 41% said they would be moderately concerned. Just 17% say they would be not too concerned or not at all concerned.
The status of one's health was a significant factor, with 56% of those suffering from a compromised immune system or a kidney disease expressing a higher concern about the risk. For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.